You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks, Don, for being with us this afternoon. Let's start with the warm, kind of muggy weather we have in the Midwest. How much longer will it be around?
Well, we are going to definitely see here in the coming 2 weeks several cool fronts that will be coming into the nation's midsection that are going to put the brakes on some of this heat and humidity. Now, we don't see any really big blast of cold, but sort of a turning down of the knob of the heat, setting temperatures closer to normal when you average things out over the next 10 days. Now, for most of this week, at least here for the next 2 or 3 days, we're going to be looking at probably through Friday some pretty warm, muggy conditions just like we've seen. After that, we'll start to see some cooler air invade this weekend and into early next week. And then late in that following week, another invasion of some cooler air. That'll just get us to temperatures that'll be a bit more average, and there's going to be some fairly good chances for some precipitation as well. The northern and western areas especially look to get some good rains with these frontal systems.
Are we just making our change into the fall earlier, or is this a pattern that we can expect to turn back warmer later on?
Well, I think it's just a natural progression of things, and everything that we see here in the month of September, in at least the next couple of weeks, is nothing extraordinary. Nothing sticks out as being unusual for this part of the nation. You do start to see frontal systems get a little more potent. At the same time, though, we don't see the source region of the cold air coming in out of anything out of the Arctic or anything out of the Pacific Northwest or northern Canada that would be real cold, just enough to gradually cool us off as we should.
I'd like to check in on South America, the beginning of their growing season there, to see what conditions were like over the wintertime. And also into China. They had some unusual weather, especially in the northeastern part of that nation, where the bulk of their soybeans come from. Very dry to begin with. Then a lot of rain, I think, last week. Can you tell me about either of those?
Well, for South America, I tell you, the outlook for the next week or so is very warm and dry. This includes all of Brazil, all of Argentina, just very little in the way of any early spring precipitation coming their way. Over into China, where they have in those northeast growing areas, have seen some very heavy rainfall here over the last week. A lot of that was due to some tropical activity getting into portions of mainland China and the east, northeast areas of Asia. And it looks like those northern and eastern areas, while some rain is in the forecast, they are going to have an opportunity to dry out with the heavier rains in the southern growing areas.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Thank you.